Well, it's 8:25 a.m. now on Saturday, and Friday, I keep saying Saturday, Friday the 8th of October, just walking home from the car boot, yes, at 25 past 8. I pulled in along there just before 6 this morning, and that's me heading home. Left my wife Mary to tend the stall, but that's fine because she's more than capable. In fact, she's the one that runs it. I just do a lot of the heavy lifting and setting up tables. And so, but I've got things to do at home anyway, so I thought I'd just, she did suggest, why don't I go home since it's a lovely calm morning. It is. I was going to say it was very calm and quiet, but obviously the big birds above are constantly buzzing overhead. It kind of spoils the whole effect of trying to be calm as you walk through a park, so I'm just going to wait here until it goes, and then I'll continue. Yes, go away, big bird. Yes, thank you. Leave me with the natural birds. So, I'm just at the start of the nature park, and it's absolutely beautiful this morning. The tall grasses and the weeds and all the other things that grow in the park, the wee nature park, have all turned their autumn colours. Mostly just a russet brown, shades of brown. No fancy autumn colours in there. But the bulrushes there's a big stretch of them here. And it's because there's a wee water channel drains out of the nature park into the burn to just behind me. And because I've got that channel, the bulrushes love, you know, the water. So they're coming up the big fresh heads for this autumn winter. It's looking good. Morning. Yes, and the bushes on the far side, the big shrubs that kind of screen the brand new houses on the raised land. They're in some wonderful colours. Some in a beautiful, absolutely luminous yellowy green, which is quite unusual. But the thing is that the trees at the moment, they're not all going over, but some of them, and then there's a stretch of trees just right along. It's almost like it's not quite an avenue because they're only on one side of the road at the primary school there, just at the roundabout if you look across. And I have to say that no matter what time of day and what the light's like, these trees are stunning. I just passed them there a few minutes ago again, and it's just it's light, but it's not sunshine, if you know what I mean. It's light and bright, but no matter what the light's like, because I was up the town yesterday and I took photographs of these again, and the colours are amazing. And even looking at my iPhone, which is in taking snaps in HDR, it just doesn't justify what your eyes actually see. They never do, cameras, don't they? No matter how good they are, they never capture what the eye sees. You can never manage to get that fullness and richness of colour. Maybe one day they'll be good enough to do that. But no matter, just describing, as I'm walking along here through the path, to my left is the brooms that have gone off and produced their black poisonous seed pods. Big bunch of nettles with their big long strands of stingy stuff. And to my right, a big swathe of Canadian fireweed that's done its best, gone over. There's only a few pink flowers and a few seeds left. That stuff does spread like mad, it's terrible. And then there's a big bundle there of bramble. And apart from that, it's like not big trees but shrubby trees, things like that, at the side of the burn. But it's still a lovely wee place to walk through. I love autumn, absolutely love autumn. I know when spring comes round, but it's a different with spring. It's like an anticipation, the awakening and the preparation for hopefully a good summer. But autumn's different. Autumn's that. Oh my! In fact, I've stopped here because I'm looking right across. I'm looking east across the cemetery now, across the burn, across the cemetery, and the trees in the old cemetery beyond that are going over, and the colours there are just wonderful. I'd love to go to New England in the fall, as they say. My wife has spoken about this for so many years, and every time we see something on the telly, maybe a nature programme or a holiday programme or something like that, or maybe even just a drama, and show you these massive areas of autumn colours over there in New England. She says the same every time. We need to go there one year. You've been saying that for years. Why don't you just book the holiday and we'll go New England in the fall? Yeah, we have our own miniature version of that, of course. Apart from localised colour and colouration around about here, Perthshire in Scotland is stunning in autumn. Perthshire in the fall. Yes, Perthshire in the fall. They have, I wonder if they have the same over in New England. I bet they do. Over here, there's a hotline you can phone, and it will tell you the best areas to go to for the best colour on that day. And so it might say, well, you know, Saturday the 9th of October, best area to go to is the Pitlochry area, or it might be some other area, depending on where, because they're watching and they're taking records of everything, so that, and they update, I'm not sure they update every day, but they do update on a regular basis, at least once or twice a week, and they tell you where to go for the best colours. And I think that's a great thing, especially for tourists who may say, well, we're going to Scotland at that time of the year for a change rather than the height of summer. See what Scotland's like in the autumn. Well, Scotland in the autumn is beautiful, absolutely. And that's also part of the reason that I love our seasonal weather, if you like, rather than the, let's say unseasonal. But those countries and nations that don't have leaf fall, they don't have colour changes, they don't have the bare trees that produce wonderful sights in a frosty morning or a snowy morning, and then the new growth in the spring. They don't have that. They do have seasons, but it's hardly a change in temperature. I wouldn't like to live in a country like that. I do love all this changing. As I'm walking along here, I mean, I could relate colours everywhere. Bright reds there in a Cotoni Aster in somebody's garden, and just as I approach the first houses. And there's a wild growth here that's been fenced off by the authorities between to maintain a sort of a wild area, and it was planted out with conifers and birch, elder, and all sorts of plants, and many of those are turning beautiful colours at the moment. Just walking past them on my left, and you know, it's absolutely lovely. And then of course when that goes off, you've got the bareness, but you've still got the green of the conifers, fir trees, pine, spruce. So it's wonderful, it's wonderful. Yes, autumn. And there's always that, I mean, you can smell it in the air, there's a, it's not really a scent as such, it's just a certain freshness in the air. And in the morning like this, when everything's calm and still, and the birds are singing, just wonderful. Could walk for miles doing this. Often wish I did get out more and into the countryside. listen to the birdies. Right, well, I'm not going to ruin this by suddenly... Yes, that's the first one. Suddenly destroying the whole effect by hearing transport go by. Gosh. Wonderful. There's a shrubbery here at the old folks' home. It's full of berberis and cotonia asters and variegated shrubs. And the colours are just stupendous. You know, an artist's mixture. And berries to add to the colour. Someone was, whoever planted that out had foresight into how it would look when it was mature. Certainly did. And mature at this time of the year. And spirea with flame red leaves and green leaves and the flower heads pink, dusty pink. And the starling atop a conifer, a big tall conifer. It's giving us a wee treat. Right, that's enough. There's another intruding noise coming. Going now.